It was a year ago that Palestinian militants entered Israel from the Gaza Strip. They killed two Israeli soldiers and captured a third. Not until this weekend did Palestinian gunmen manage to get back into Israel. Their goal was to capture another Israeli soldier. The mission failed. And Israeli aircraft retaliated early this morning. At the same time, clashes between the Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah are heating up again in Gaza. We get the latest from NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Israel is keeping up the pressure on Gaza militant groups. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert today said Israeli forces will continue to operate in Gaza. Israeli officials say they're concerned by yesterday's attempt to capture an Israeli soldier. Four gunmen from Islamic Jihad and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades managed to infiltrate into Israel. Israeli troops opened fire on the men. One militant was killed. The other three got away. A spokesman for Islamic Jihad says the militants tried to capture an Israeli soldier and take him into Gaza. The Israeli soldier Hamas captured last year is still being held. Hamas is demanding the release of 1,400 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails in exchange for him. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials say the weekend's clashes in the southern Gaza town of Rafah have left at least three Palestinians dead. It's been the worst internal fighting in Gaza since a ceasefire was declared almost a month ago. Hamas and Fatah blamed each other for starting the fighting. A leading Palestinian human rights group says more than 600 Palestinians have been killed in factional fighting since Hamas defeated Fatah in elections a year and a half ago. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.